Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
This podcast is brought to you by Stella Artois. Make every moment unforgettable with Stella Artois. Whether at home with a cozy dinner or dining out, Stella Artois adds a touch of sophistication to any occasion. Stella Artois, a taste worth more. Enjoy responsibly. Welcome to What's Eric Eating? Culture Map's bi-weekly look at all things Houston bars and restaurants. I'm your host, Culture Map editor Eric Sandler. On today's show, we're doing something a little different. We will not be discussing the news of the week or the restaurants of the week. Instead, it's time for another one of our draft episodes. This time, we're going to be picking bars, cocktails, and topics related to that. I am calling it the Ultimate Houston Bar Draft. I will get to categories. Well, let me get to the categories quickly, and then I will introduce our drafters. We will be picking in the following six categories. Neighborhood bar, which is my euphemism for dives and other casual bars that are open just about every day of the year, including holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. We will pick cocktail bar. We will pick our favorite martini, our favorite margarita, our favorite bar food, and a wild card category that can be anything from any bar in the greater Houston area. As always, the rules are pretty simple. We follow a fantasy football style snake draft, which means that the person who has the first pick in round one will have the last pick in round two, and the person who has the last pick in round one will have the first pick in round two, et cetera, et cetera. Once a bar has been taken in a specific category, no one else can take it, and no one else can take the same bar more than once. So we have seven people participating. We have six categories. So we will have 42 individual selections by the time this is done. Obviously, the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, is one of my favorite days to go out. It's when old friends are in town visiting family. There's always the stress associated with the holidays. We could all use a drink, so that I hope that the timing of this will guide you to some new bar experiences, to some great experiences. And to do that, I have enlisted a panel of people that I am very excited to draft with. I will introduce them in the order of their selections. Picking first overall, she is a corporate event planner, a former hospitality worker, and one of my absolute favorite people to drink with, Lawton Driscoll. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Picking second, he is the co-owner of Reserve 101, Sean Fitzmaurice. Welcome.
Hey, happy to be here.
Picking third, she is the operating partner of Monkey's Tail and a Tastemaker Award Bartender of the Year winner, Lainey Collum. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric. So happy to take a break from the craziness this week.
I'm glad you're here. Picking fourth, she is the owner of Avondale Food and Wine, Mary Clarkson. Welcome to the show.
Howdy, Eric. Happy to be here.
Picking fifth, she is a staff writer for The Infatuation Houston, Chelsea Thomas. Welcome back.
Hey, how are y'all? Well, I'm glad to be back.
Picking sixth, he is the co-founder of Anvil, a partner in Thoroughfare Hospitality, and the guest with the most listened to episode of 2024, Bobby Hugel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. For the listeners, Bobby is coming to us live from the Philippines, where he is helping open a bar. So we're recording this at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Bobby is recording this at 3 o'clock the next morning.
That's right.
And I am picking seventh. So with that out of the way, Lawton Driscoll, you have the first overall pick in the What's Eric Eating Ultimate Houston Bar Draft. What is your selection? The category and your choice, please.
Okay, I'm starting with category, cocktail bar, and I'm going to go with Bandista in the Four Seasons.
Tell the people what you like about Bandista.
Okay, I love a secret entrance. I'm a total sucker for the speakeasy vibe. But there's only 12 tables, 12 seats in there. It's tiny. The cocktails are delicious. It's incredibly over the top. They are strong. They're unique. They're interesting. I love it. The views are amazing. It's quintessential downtown Houston.
Excellent choice. All right, Sean Fitzmaurice, with the second overall pick, what is your selection?
So I knew that I was coming up pretty early in the mix, and I think I want to take out one of the heavy hitters pretty quickly, take it off the board. So I'm going to go with Martini, and I'm going to go with Refuge. Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry, everybody.
I am not surprised that this went early. Talk about the Refuge Martini.
Sure. I love the menu that everybody out there is doing. Thank you, Bobby. I love the Martini Tuesdays that you guys are doing most recently on, I think, one of the last iterations. I love that y'all do an homage to bars around the world. I don't know if you've seen the newest iteration of Reserve, but the back bar got a lot of inspiration from a bar called Atlas. So I was really excited to have an Atlas Martini from Refuge. So that'll be my Martini pick.
Excellent choice. All right, Lainey Collum, we are up to you with the third selection in round one. What is your choice?
Okay. I just felt like I had to knock this out. Otherwise somebody else would grab it. So I'm going cocktail bar and I'm going Refuge also.
I am not surprised. Say more.
I know it looks like we're all kissing Bobby's ass. But seriously, it's a killer bar. It's got like amazing New York City vibes in there. And I love the one drink. It's like the Einhorn is Finkel is Einhorn. I don't know, something like that. Tequila, Midori, Sue's. It's definitely one of my favorite cocktails out there.
All right, Mary Clarkson, what is your pick with the fourth overall selection?
Okay, well, I am not taking Refuge. I'm going to switch gears and kiss Peter's ass at Catbird's. And I'm going to pick a Cosmopolitan there.
So that is your Martini is a Cosmo at
Catbird's?
Okay.
Yes, sir. I like it because I think all of the cocktails here are very good, but this... for me it's classic cocktails. They're all $10 there. I feel like this is a bar for everybody that can drink there and feel good about it. Anyway, love this bar, particularly love this Cosmo, not too sweet.
All right. Chelsea Thomas, we're up to you. What is your pick?
Well, it looks like we're all trying to get cocktail bar out of the way. So I'll go ahead and do that. I'm going to pick Bad News Bar for cocktail bar.
Ooh.
I think they've always made amazing cocktails at Bad News. It's a little rough and rowdy in there. I like the atmosphere. I like all the different menus they're doing. So I'm excited to throw that one on cocktail bar.
Yeah, I mean that back bar is unbelievable, and that they're service oriented, but they also will not. They brook no nonsense. They brook no bullshit. And if you mess around, you will get shown the door. And I think that's
don't touch the lamps.
Don't fuck with the lamps.
Do not.
All right, Bobby Hugel, we are up to you. The sixth pick in round one. What is your selection?
Well, I think there's a lot of good cocktail bars in Houston now, but there are fewer and fewer wonderful neighborhood dives. And I will be taking Poison Girl as my neighborhood bar right off the top.
Yeah, this was high on my board, and I'm not surprised that it has gone early. In fact, if you hadn't, I might have.
Yeah,
say a little more about it, because I know you have a long history. Like, I remember when you, before Anvil opened, you did an Anvil pop-up at Poison Girl.
Yeah, and we were literally building Anvil ourselves and would walk down to Poison Girl covered in drywall dust and Jonas would take care of me. Jonas is still like my Montrose bartender, and I, who always will be. And so like, I just have to show Jonas some love and show Poison Girl some love, because it's still top five favorite bar for me in the entire city.
Yeah. I mean, everything about it, the pinball machines, the backyard, the whiskey selection, the time that I drank too many Manhattans and threw up in the bathroom. A lot of fun Poison Girl memories.
And the best black velvet painting collection.
Agreed.
Well, golly, I guess that brings it to me to close out round one. I feel sort of silly doing this, but the pick that I thought was going to be one of one was Anvil for cocktail bar. And since no one else is taking it, I am going to. Give me Anvil as my cocktail bar. I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. A friend of mine who was a Poison Girl regular when Anvil was opening said, nobody's going to want to wait five minutes for a drink. That bar's going to close in 6 months. And I said, I don't know, man. I think it's going to work out. We met dinner and he paid off about 2 months later, because we could tell even from very early days that Anvil was going to be very successful. It is enduring. It has incredible longevity and a fantastic family tree of all kinds of people who have worked there and gone on to do very impressive things in the industry. So give me Anvil as my cocktail bar. And then while I'm here, kicking off round two with my first pick, I will take my neighborhood bar, and I'm going to take Easy's Liquor Lounge. I just love everything about what Matt Tanner and Morgan Weber and that whole group created with that bar. I love the 80s nostalgia. It reminds me of the bars in the 90s that I went to drink when I was just turning of age. It reminds me, you know, it's got that fun bar food menu, a really great steak night. The cocktails are, you know, at the same level of quality as Cultivari and 8 Row Flint, but in a much more casual atmosphere. The only thing I don't like about it is that the parking lot isn't big enough, but I shouldn't be driving to bars anyway, right? So I'm gonna let that go. Give me Easy's Liquor Lounge for my neighborhood bar. And then I guess, Bobby, that puts us back to you. What is your round two selection?
Okay, well, I have like a little bit of a strategy here. I'm trying to go high-low, mix it up a little bit. So I figure to balance out Poison Girl, I want to get a cocktail bar with a lot of energy. And I'm going to go with Clarkwood.
Damn it.
Strong.
Knew Mary was going to be mad about that one.
You've talked about Clarkwood quite a bit, but just say a little bit about what you like about it.
I just like, both for this draft and in general, that Clarkwood is different. I think like if there's one criticism I have of the cocktail scene in Houston, it can be a little repetitive. And I just think that since Clarkwood has come along, there's been a real turning of the corner and just like a little more fun, blending of a different nightlife perspective, a different background in the industry with cocktails. And obviously that's served them really well as they like plan to open a second location here very soon as well. But I also think Clarkwood is a really nice place to have like an early afternoon drink, especially mm-hmm. earlier in the week. It's really calm. The room feels great. And obviously it's a lot of fun on the weekends as well, if you're looking to enjoy a crowded space where people really, you know, dress up for it and go all out.
Absolutely. All right. Chelsea, we are back to you with the third pick in round two. What is your selection?
So I want to go ahead and take my wild card pick, because I just want to get this bar on the board somewhere. And so this, my wild card is for the best tiki bar, so I'm going to take Lalo.
Nice. Excellent choice. Say something nice about Lalo.
I love everything about Lalo. I love tiki bars. I love the kitsch. I love how many different kinds of rums there are, that there's always people there, like, on dates or just hanging out. I like that they have movie nights every now and then, which is really fun. And it's just teeny, 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 tiny, and you can't really even tell it's there. So it's a great little hidden bar in a way, too.
Excellent choice. All right, Mary, we are back to you with the fourth pick in round two.
Ooh, let's see. I'm gonna follow on Bobby's coattails and pick margarita from Clarkwood. I'm gonna pick the spicy watermelon margarita. It's delicious. Beautiful glassware, super spicy, little watermelon wedge on the edge. It's a really great drink. That's kind of a staple that stayed on the menu, which is really great. I love their margaritas. I like most of their drinks, but this is one that stands out for me.
Very good. All right. Lainey, that brings us back to you with the fifth pick in round two. What is your choice?
Oh, so many good things have been chosen. This is hard. Okay, I'm going to go with bar food. Okay, you tell me, does toasted coconut count as a bar?
For sure.
No, I think for our purposes it does, because you can go there. Yeah. You can go there to eat, or you can go there just to drink.
Yeah, I think of it as more of like a bar situation. I love to sit at the bar there, but then you can like go and sit out on the like patio with the palapa. But I love the, I mean, God, what's not to love there? They have like the marinated cucumbers. They've got the like lamb flatbread. They have amazing brunch with like the toast with like the random things that they put on top. I don't know. It's killer.
Yeah, oh, an absolutely
pie.
Killer
don't forget
burger.
Pie.
Oh, yeah, the pot. And yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, burgers and pies. What's not to like?
Right? That's it.
All right, Sean, we're back to you. What is your pick in round two?
Okay. I have to change up my entire strategy now. I felt really good about my picks, but we have blasted through quite a bit of them. I'm going to go with neighborhood. And this might bite me in the ass and not doing cocktail because I haven't picked a cocktail yet. But I want to get this off the board. I want to do neighborhood Johnny's. Let's do Johnny's Gold Brick.
Excellent choice.
Thank you. I think neighborhood bar for me is, besides it being very accessible, I think that is a bar that is always involved in the community, gives back to the community. I think they have a great cocktail program. What I love about Johnny's is I can almost always go there and find a friend. I can also almost always go there and hide in a corner and not talk to anybody, which I think is beautiful. I think they've got a great program over there, and I think there's strong advocacy for the community. That's what I see in neighborhood bars. And I think Johnny's is a great pick for that. So Johnny's Gold Brick.
There is something so just honest and straightforward about having your classic cocktails painted on the wall for a set price. And I know when it opened, it was $8 and now it's $10, but it's still a really good deal.
Which is still probably cheaper than just about any of us. And they're still crushing it and putting out great cocktails at a very affordable price.
Absolutely. All right, Lawton, close out round two for us.
Okay, round two, I'm going to go with my bar food choice, and I'm going to go with Winnie's. All their food is fantastic. Graham's refinement and kind of fine dining training really shows in their delicious bar food menu. And I think it's so smart that they have a special every single night, whether it's their $5 burgers on Monday, dollar wings on Thursday. All their food is delicious. They've got lunch specials. It changes it up, but their cocktail program also great. Their frozen drinks. I talked about this the first time I had that drink with you, Eric, that Something's Gone Verde that is no longer on their menu, but I think about it all the time. It was delicious. It was fresh. I mean, you think of being in the beach. Oh, it's just so good. I still dream about that cocktail, but no, their food is fantastic. So Witty's.
Yeah, excellent choice. Killer po' boys, fun sandwiches. I know they've got cool stuff going on for December to go along with the Miracle pop-up.
Yeah, the Miracle, the oysters, everything. You can play darts. It's great. I love Graham, all the things.
Yeah, there's an Arby's inspired.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I said they always have salads too, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, their Caesar salad is killer. Delish.
And one of my favorite wings in town, the lemon pepper wet.
Pepper buffaloes combo that they do there, and they'll fill the secret menu. Yes, I'm going there tonight for sure. Now I want the $5 burger.
All right. Well, Lawton, you get to keep it going because we are now on to round three. So you have the first pick in round three.
Okay, bringing it back. I'm going to go with martinis this time, and I'm going to go with Diversion. And my specific martini that I'm doing there is their clear espresso martini. It's delicious. It confuses me. I don't understand the science behind it. The space is once again super intimate, super cool. It's a little bit out of the way, but I have no problem driving out there. And that espresso martini, I don't know how they make it do that and be so flavorful, but it's super cool.
Yeah, that is off the board, a little bit unexpected. I like it.
Yeah, I'm wild cards here, okay?
All right, Sean, we're back to you with the second pick in round three.
I'll knock out my cocktail. I want to give honorable mention to Ready Room. Unfortunately, when I had that on my list.
R.I.P.
Right? Too soon.
R.I.P. Too soon. And Hemi, you know, exactly. Their lead bartender deserves a gig somewhere good real soon.
I really hope to see him land somewhere. That probably would have been pretty close to the top of the other ones that haven't already been picked. Let's go with Marigolds. I had them at Martini, but I'm playing around with this list now as we go. I think their signature Martini is outstanding. I think the full menu is really nice and balanced. I think the ambiance is great. They have a zero proof Martini on there as well. Secret Garden, and I love when you do a Martini that it's a simple cocktail. It's hard to do right when it's so simple. And it's a beautiful zero proof. So let's go Marigolds for cocktail.
All right. So you're taking the Marigold Club, a restaurant, as your cocktail bar.
Yeah. Okay. I got a knockout cocktail. I'm stressing about it.
All right. All right. Well, we're bending the rules a little bit, but I'm going to allow it.
Okay. I'll do an audible. Let's do Two-Headed Dog then.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a great. Okay. Whatever you want.
I'm going to quote you on that.
It's Thanksgiving. I'm feeling charitable.
It's all no. At this point. Listen, Lindsay, I think is outstanding. I love a good high-low program. So well-executed cocktails done in a very relaxed atmosphere. Outside of the other ones that have already been highlighted, I think Two-Headed Dog deserves a mention for cocktail.
Absolutely.
They do a lot of really cool cocktails there. Like, she really doesn't get credit enough for her amazing, like, adventurous palette and thing and techniques.
Lindsay's awesome. I love Two-Headed Dog so much.
Well, and she's like, I mean, she's the queen of like prep, right? Like it all happens kind of behind the scenes. And it just means that whenever you're ready, like when you go as a customer to order a drink, it comes out a lot faster because they do all that work kind of quietly to make sure that they serve you quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lainey, we are up to you with round three.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'm going to go with Martini. And I really just wanted to do something classic, or I don't know if classic is the right word, but like, my favorite place to go and have martinis is Carrabba's, the original on Kirby.
All right.
So bartender Ricky, shout out. Ask him to make you a Tanqueray Tin martini, and he stirs it, but you know, like in the star formation. So you get some like nice aeration in there. I think he waves the bottle of vermouth over the top. I could do a twist and an olive, and it's a hefty pour.
All good things when it comes to a martini. I think Mary will tell you she's been drinking those martinis since she was 15.
16. Thank you, Johnny Carrabba's wife at the time.
So you agree, Mary.
I sure do. That's where I learned how to drink Cosmos, or drink, period.
All right. Well, Mary, we are back to you in round three. What is your selection?
All right. I'm going to I feel like a lot of us are Montrose sluts, so I'm taking us out of Montrose, and we are venturing across the freeway, over 59, into the land of Neighborhood Bar of Volcano, okay?
Mm.
This is a bar that my mom drank at when she first moved to Texas, and it is one of the handful of bars that my mom and I still share in common. I think Kay's and Downing Street were the other two. I would cross paths with my mom and be like, this has to stop. So Volcano, I think it's a bar for everyone of all ages. I love the frozen Cuba Libre, even though it gives me the worst hangovers like ever. But I know what I'm getting into and what I'm signing up for. Volcano neighborhood bar during a rainstorm. Absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah. And that steak night with the housemate chimichurri is so good.
Empanadas, fuck, pretty hard too. Sorry, edit that.
No, that's staying in.
I just want to give Volcano some love too and say we would have never probably tried to open Anvil without Under the Volcano, because I worked at Benji's in the Village and would go drink there when I got off, and I was like, oh, there are cocktails here. So I think it's like it deserves so much more credit for like creating cocktail culture in the city, and I just love that bar. I go all the time.
All right, well, Chelsea, we are back to you in round three.
All right. Okay, I think I'm going to take Margarita, and I'm going to go with a Mexican marigold at Monkey's Tail. I live, you know, maybe brown nosing Laney a little bit, but I live really, really close to Monkey's Tail now, and I just think it was a toss-up for me between Neighborhood Bar and Margarita for them, because I feel like every time I go there, I make a friend. I love that there's something for everyone there. The food is also really great. So you can do sports, date night, solo, just hanging out, and pretty much anything at Monkey's Tail, and the cocktails are fabulous. So I'll take that for Margarita.
Excellent choice. Bobby, we are back to you in round three.
All right. I'm stressing the food category. It's the one I'm the most worried about. So I'm going to go ahead and take 13 Celsius.
No!
For food.
No!
You know it's a good pick when it makes that many other people mad.
It is sneaky been the best bar food for like a long time. We're talking a long time.
Sandwiches are delicious.
The sandwiches are good. It's the best cheese and charcuterie in the city. They take so much care. The mortadella sandwich there is like my favorite sandwich in the city. And they serve it till like late at night. And if you want to talk about bar food, it better be available when I get off, which is late. So 13 degrees, that's my favorite place to get a bite, because I can also get it with wine. And they just like have such a great team, and they always have. I've been going for such a long time. And I just love everything about it.
And the s'mores.
Yeah, can't go wrong wooing the companion of your choice with s'mores on the back in that like inner courtyard at 13 Celsius.
And yes, the patio there is amazing. I love the patio there.
Best date night spot.
Yeah.
Good date night spot. I like watching all the first dates there. It's pretty fun.
All right. Well, I guess it's up to me.
Shout out to Will Walsh.
Oh goodness. All right. I am also a little bit nervous about the food category, because I do think there's good choices, but there's also limited choices. And so I'm gonna get while the getting is good. I am going to take Better Luck Tomorrow for my bar food. I think anytime you can get a bar where a James Beard Award winner like Justin Yu is overseeing the food program, you know it's going to be like better and more thoughtful than it has to be. And I know everybody liked the party melt, but I got to say that everyday cheeseburger is so good. And it's just like, it's just so simple and easy and just like very craveable. And also I like that the steak night is different every week. Like they're on a schedule, but you know, one week is steak frites and one week is a steak for two. And I think that's really fun. So for my bar food, give me Better Luck Tomorrow. And then I will kick off round four with, what do I want for round four? I'm going to take my wild card to kick off round four. I want the backyard at Axelrad. I love the hammocks. I love the stage. I love the vibe. I just like that it's sort of transportive. And so give me Axelrad and its very spacious backyard as my wild card. Bobby, we are back to you in round four.
Okay, I'm gonna need a ruling here, because this to me is a bar, right? It's always busy at the bar. There are some restaurant seats adjacent to it, but no one really goes there and sits at them. This is the wild card pick I'd like, and I'd like the Papado at Terminal E in IAH right before I get on a plane.
Yes,
that is a bar. It's a bar.
Oh my gosh!
For a restaurant experience.
You know what? The wild card has wide latitude, and I'm not gonna be in the position of telling you no. So if you want that to be a wild card, that is your wild card.
Yes. I also think just it is maybe the best bar at an airport in the country. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I think I'm pretty well traveled, and I don't know anywhere else where you get that kind of service. They will ask you your name, say thank you to your face with your name when you're done. They like always remember people. We stole Oliver out of there for a while. I love that bar. And I just want to say right now that any of the airport people who f*** with the airports start coming after this one like they did in Hobby, that's going to be a problem, and I will protest. This is a gem, and we cannot let it go. We should start talking about this right now. Right
now. You're going to fire up the old Okra organization that beat back the parking regulations to protest the airport.
I will buy plane tickets to lay down in front and not get on the plane. Yes.
All right. So just which terminal? I'm sorry.
It's an E5. If you're wondering, it opens at 10 a.m. I always go to the airport an hour early so I can have a martini at the bar.
You basically work there right now, Bobby.
They do know my name.
All right.
And we already lost the one at Hobby.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So sad.
All right, Chelsea, we are back to you in round four.
Is it me? Okay. Or is it Mary?
No, it's you.
Okay, it's me. Okay. All right. I'm going to go with martini because this is the one that I was worried about, because I really only drink martinis at restaurants, which apparently we're getting away with in this draft. But I decided to go with the cocktail bar, and I'm surprised that this didn't get taken, but I'm sticking with Clarkwood for martinis. I know a lot has been said about that bar, but I went there most recently by myself on a Friday night, which was an interesting choice that I made. And it's an amazing, amazing program. I love the regular martini. I love the espresso martini. I love that on the weekends, they just have someone there that only garnishes cocktails the entire night. Really crazy in there. So super fun. And I think the cocktail should get recognition as being really excellent, like Bobby and Mary said.
All right. Well, Mary, that brings us back to you in round four. What is your selection?
I'm going to go with my wild card, and I'm going to pick the oldest bar in Houston, La Carafe. A favorite of mine, classic frozen pint of Heineken for $4. They raised their prices from $3 to $4 recently. I mean, still affordable. And on the weekends, they have jazz upstairs. I just love the history of this place. I love this building. It's a gem.
Yeah, I love it there too. Their owner is amazing. She lives above like Lawrence and still does all of their numbers at the end of the night. Miss Carolyn, she comes in, counts them down, does their drawer. She's the coolest. I actually met her with my dog the other day, and I was like, whoa.
I saw you there.
that candle wax is a vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they take credit cards, right? You don't, it's not cash only anymore.
Ew, they've got a good wine selection. Like, you can ball out on some champagne here.
Mm-hmm. They take credit cards now?
They do.
Bobby, there's $150 bottles of champagne at this joint now. Like, actually,
what? I had no idea.
They did change the menu and they accept credit cards, but did everything else that you love about it still intact?
The bathroom is still as tiny.
The ghosts.
All right. Well, So that brings us back to Lainey in round four.
Hey, all right. So I'm going to steal this one before somebody else does. For me, okay, neighborhood bar, right? It's got to be, I was going for like longevity because like anything in the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years just doesn't feel quite like it's a neighborhood bar yet. Also, vibes are important. There's got to be a little bit of entertainment. I think there's got to be some kind of food element, even if it's like a small food element, like a crock pot of chili on the bar or whatever. And then drink specials and also like a random dog or cat on the corner, you know? This is what I want from a neighborhood bar. So I chose The Flat. I was definitely drinking in there when I was underage. And it's changed ownership like many times, but you know, now you've got Andre in there and he's done a lot with the place. You can get an espresso martini even, and they've got all kinds of cool light situations going on. And then of course, always, always good music.
Yeah. I admit I've not been to The Flat in some time, but I am always impressed when I'm driving through that part of Montrose, just how crowded it looks. And I know that people always have a good time there. So I like that choice. All right, Sean, we are back to you. What is your round four selection?
All right. We knocked out half of my bar food if Tiny Champions doesn't count. So I'm going to let's do Nickel City for bar food.
Mm.
Extra bonus that for me getting off late, I love that they serve food till I believe almost 2 o'clock in the morning. I think it's 1:59 is what Tober says. You give me one of those just comfort food sliders, probably give me two or three of them, honestly, and pair that with a Beam highball, and I am in late night heaven.
Yeah, that $6 hot dog with an order of tots will cure just about everything that is wrong with you.
It will until you stay there too long, and then it's just a vicious cycle.
Absolutely.
Then you're looking for the cure.
Those tots are magic.
All right, yeah. Lawton, we are back to you. Close out round four for us.
Okay, we're coming in hot with my neighborhood bar, and I'm going to go with Keneally's. It kind of hits all of the neighborhood bar aspects that Lainey sort of outlined for us. I thought that was a really good summary of what you're looking for. I've been drinking at Keneally's for sure since I was 18. I apologize for that. But it's so much fun. They have fun bar games there. You can always find someone to talk to. There are sneaky corners that you can go make out in, which I have certainly done many times. I love that bar. It's great. The bartender's there and they know exactly what you want. I love shooting darts there. That's really where I fell in love with playing darts. I don't know. I might even rip a cig on the patio if I'm in a cheeky mood. I just love that spot.
This was not on my board, I will say, but I affirm it. There was that period of, that was that weird moment in the 90s when people thought that that was the best pizza in Houston. And I'm so glad that as a city, our pizza scene has evolved and it is no longer the best pizza in Houston. But there are times when it's exactly what you need.
Okay. I think I'm up again here.
You are. You can kick off round five.
This double whammy is hard for me. Okay, I'm going to go with my margarita, and I'm going to go with Verity Garden. That back door, that back patio is beautiful. They've done such a nice job with the fountain. It turns up at night. I mean, it is a party in there at nighttime with like young, good-looking people. But during the day, it's like chill. Their menu's great. They've got a ton of great margaritas. I always get the mango margarita. It's great, but it's so beautiful back there. It's a good spot.
That is an excellent choice. All right, Sean, we are back to you. You have your margarita left and you have your wild card left.
Yeah, you went for the jugular on Verde Garden. Luckily, I have a couple backups on that. Let's go, let's say Sochi. Tableside margarita is outstanding. Their Sochi margarita with mezcal, I think, is great. I think it's fun, and I think Ninfa's is great. I think somebody else is already going to call that. So, yeah, let's do Sochi.
All right. Works for me. Lainey, we are back to you in round five.
I'm going to hop on the margarita train. I'm going for Picos. I just think I like a lot of these institutions. You know, they've been around for a long time. I also felt like it was important to pick a margarita that was, like, on the menu as opposed to, like, because, like, a lot of places in the city can make really good margaritas. But it'd be nice, you know, I just thought it should be something that has it on the menu. So they're perfect frozen is where it's at for me.
That is a very solid choice. Shout out to the Richards family for being one of the OG good margarita makers in this city. All right, Mary, we are back to you in round five.
I'm picking Padres for bar food in the Heights. I really like this neighborhood spot. Casual items like their hot dogs, but they also do lobster rolls, sashimi, really good indoor and outdoor space. I like this as a date spot or just meeting up with your friends. Really beautiful gem located in the heart of the Heights.
Excellent choice. All right, Chelsea, we are back to you in round five.
Okay, I'm going to go with my bar food choice, and this is a little left field one, but I'm going to pick One Shot Pocha, which is this Korean poach bar in Spring Branch, kind of a karaoke spot too. They make amazing fried chicken. You can get soju and a watermelon. The vibes are very hyper K-pop, you know, crazy end of night. And they have like silly things like army soup, hot dogs. It's a great place. So I would say that's some of my favorite bar food.
I like that. I like when you go off the board. You go. it's a little bit of a flex, right? You're like, yeah, I'm cooler than you. I don't need to pick a bar food from Montrose or the Heights. No, we're going to Spring Branch for bar food. Korean bar food. Take that.
It's Sandra. Really good.
I believe you. I've never been there, but I believe you. All right. Bobby Hugel, it is back to you in round five.
Okay. I don't think there's been enough talking on this show so far, so I'd like to start with Martini and just say that there's been too many highbrow martinis on this show so far. And if I were to ask anybody on this panel if we could go get a $20 martini at Refuge or go to Warren's for martinis, everyone would choose Warren's.
That
everyone.
I'm not okay. Kidding. Everybody would choose no Warren's. Lie. Warren's was number two on my list. Literally Clarkwood, then Warren's. I was super surprised no one picked Clarkwood, but you're so right. Warren's does have an amazing martini.
The stiff ass martini. We love stiff. It.
They're stiff. They're the cutest bartenders on the planet. Right. The music is great. I mean, it's everything. It's everything. It's everything that you want when you're drinking a martini. Everything. It's and they're cheap and they're strong. And it's just the best martini in the city. Especially if you go in the little gazebo.
Right? You're so right for that, Bobby. Yeah, honestly, yeah. You are right for that.
The gloves have come off with Bobby and he's coming in hot.
Wow. I like it. I like fired up shit talking Bobby Hugel. It's maybe my favorite Bobby Hugel that I've
when you're right, you're
so
right,
far.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, look, I mean, I've got, you know, the reason I've been a little bit fast and loose about allowing some restaurants to sneak into our bar draft is because when I want my martini, my personal favorite martini in the city is a $20 martini, and it is served in the lounge at March Restaurant.
Wow.
And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. It's not a
wow.
bar.
Bougie.
But you can make a reservation just for the lounge. You do not have to go in for the tasting menu. And you can hang out in the March Lounge and have snacks and spend too much money on snacks and too much money on liquor. But sometimes that is all I want to do in this world. And then to kick off our sixth and final round, I still need a margarita. And looking at our choices, I want to give a shout out. We've talked about Toasted Coconut, and I love Toasted Coconut, but what I like even more than Toasted Coconut is Quixote. Lainey, a place that I have been with you. And also, Mary, I think I've been there with you. And I just like how dark and intimate and like kind of off the beaten path, and like, Not literally off the beaten path, it's right in the heart of Montrose, but like how unexpected it is. You kind of walk into Tiki Wonderland at Toasted Coconut and you make like a little U-turn in that hallway, and then all of a sudden you're in kind of dark Quixote. And I just think their house margarita is delicious. And they've had a bunch of really talented bartenders move through there. So the quality has remained very consistent. So give me the house margarita at Quixote as my margarita to close out my board. Bobby, we are back to you. You have your margarita left, and I know you know a little something about margaritas, so let's hear it.
I think margaritas are like pizzas. They just like come like, yeah, like really nice, fancy pizzas, which I don't like. And the same for margaritas. So I want a Tex-Mex margarita because we're in Houston. And I want specifically the schooner margarita frozen at Little Papacito's with a float of Grand Marnier. You got to get it with the float. And it's 22 ounces of margarita. It's delicious and it's made with fresh juice. I love it. And I also like the bar there. It's like kind of like got that metal clad front and stuff. The staff there is good. But yeah, give me 22 ounces topped with grandma. That's my Tex-Mex margarita order and has been forever.
And what's the price tag on that? What's it's the full freight and board? That's a pricey margarita.
No, it's not that bad. The topper is not that bad. I feel like they haven't like maybe caught on to the topper inflation. It's like, you know how some things like at bars, they just like, they don't get
the $3 upcharge.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
The classic $3 upcharge.
Yeah, because the only thing that's caught up at, I will say the prices on the food at Little Papacito's have caught up because my last beef fajitas for two there was fully $70. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how the margaritas, I don't remember how the margaritas are priced, but the food has gotten pretty dear in its current iteration. And look, I get everything's more expensive. It's not anybody's fault. I'm just saying $70 for fajitas made me blanch a little bit, even though it fed two of us and there were leftovers.
But you have a schooner of margarita and you don't even notice, Eric. That's the whole thing.
I think that's key. All right, Chelsea Thomas, you have your neighborhood bar left. So hit us with your choice.
This is the hardest. This is the absolute hardest category for me because I have like a giant list of my favorite dive bars just like in my head at all times. I mean, if I had to choose, this is where I would drink any night of the week, like these kinds of bars. So I think I'm going to go with an old favorite that I used to go to all the time when I lived over on the east side. So D&W Lounge, one of my absolute favorite neighborhood bars. I loved karaoke night there. It was just always just like 10 people doing the same Selena song and everyone just really into it. It was so amazing. I love how wonky the pool table is there. It is not very good to play on, but it is so fun. And I think like Lainey said, you know, you got to have a little bit of food. You got to have a little bit of something going on. There's always a stray cat or two to hang out with at D&W. And also the inside has to just be pure chaos. Like there's got to be like weird memorabilia, a photo of, you know, an Ann Getty's angel, a mask of some kind, you know, whatever.
A statue on the patio,
a toilet to sit on instead of a chair. And I think D&W really has all of that. And I miss going to that bar as often as I used to go to it. So that's my neighborhood bar.
And they tie the little napkins around the beer. Opening at 7 a.m.
Yes, they tie the napkins around the beer.
Perfectly.
It's so good.
With the little,
I remember having to do that flap. I remember having to do that when I was a cocktail server at a bar. And the fact that they do it makes me very happy.
I will say that is everything I hope for from your neighborhood bar selection, a classic Houston dive, D&W Lounge. Excellent choice. Mary Clarkson, we are back to you. You amazingly still have your cocktail bar left. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. Cocktail bar. I am picking Grand Prize.
I knew it.
That's what
you
I said.
Two of mine, at least 13 and Warren's, damn it. I'm returning it. Grand Prize, love the drinks, love the upstairs, the downstairs, both patios, friendly service. I love what Lindsay Beale's doing here. Zach is a new hire from Nancy's. I always love his rum-based drinks. I like a martini here. I like it all. I don't like the hangovers.
That was number two on my list.
The Grand Prize patio.
Forever in our hearts, the original deck.
Yeah, I have not passed out there in the bushes like someone else we all know. So I'm still on the nice list.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I remember when Grand Prize opened because I used to go to Ernie's on Bangs because I lived in
me too
that part of Montrose for a long time, and it's always had really great cocktails, like far better cocktails than its kind of interior and presentation would suggest. And you know, going back to Brad Moore and Ryan Rouse through Julie Lozano, through now with Lindsay Beal and Zach, I think this is a really strong choice, and I'm glad that Grand Prize is getting a little love here in this draft. All right, Lainey Collum, we are back to you. You still have your wild card selection.
Okay, so for wild card, I'm going to downtown. Every first Friday of the month, there's a place called Joysticks that opens up. A little place called Joysticks opens up. It is an arcade like room that the owner will let you come in and play unlimited games for $15. And right next door with like a entrance to the bar is 1820 Lounge. And he even lets you bring your drinks over to play all his amazing arcade games.
It's
everything you can imagine. Like, even have like the test your strength punching ones. They have the basketball ones. Like, it goes on and on.
I like that. That's a great choice. All right, Sean Fitzmaurice, you also have your wild card selection left. So close out your draft board.
Sure. First, I want to say this was way more stressful than I thought it was going to be. Not the wild card, just this draft in general. I'm so excited to be on this panel with all of y'all. It was a lot of fun, but boy, was that a lot of stress seeing some of my favorite ones go down faster than I was ready. My wild card, I'm going to do Case Chocolates. Case does, it's basically a cocktail bar / speakeasy behind Case's Chocolate Shop. We did a collaboration with them when we did one of our single barrels, and they made some custom chocolates with us. But it's really a cool spot. They have two seatings. I want to say it's like 6 o'clock and maybe 8, and it's a pairing menu where you'll get a cocktail, you'll get a chocolate specifically chosen to go with that cocktail, and Casey McNeil over there will then also fill one of those chocolates. And they're not like the cheap Christmas foil chocolates with like some weird alcohol booze cream in it. It is like a gusher when you were a kid. Like, you take a bite of, don't bite it because it'll spill all over. You take the entire thing in your mouth, and it's really a cool experience. And I want to make sure, I think we've done some really cool highbrow. I think we've done some high end, some low end. I think we've been across the board up on places, which is great. So I want to use my wild card to give a place that I don't think would have gotten the spotlight for. So let's do Case Chocolates for wild card.
No, I think this is a great choice. I think this is a very impressive spot to take a date, like as part of an evening, especially if you want to do dinner either before or after at Street to Kitchen. And what's impressive is there's not actually a lot of liquid in those chocolates. Like, it's a few milliliters or something. I've talked to Casey about this. But it feels, like you said, it feels like an absolute gusher. Like, it just feels like it totally coats your mouth. And I don't fully understand the process by which he's able to do that with the chocolates. And I think he's actually going to be on the show next month to talk about some of this stuff. But yeah, I think that's a great choice.
I like that place because they give you the chocolate from the original origin before you get like the fancy chocolates that are filled. You get to like try it. Anyway, that place is great.
All right, Lawton Driscoll, you had the first pick. You also get the last pick. Give us your wild card selection. Close this out.
So I started really high with Bandista, sort of like the super, super upper crust, but I'm going kind of opposite direction with Rabbit's Got the Gun on Hogan Street. They are churning out really solid, amazing, interesting, cool cocktails. You can get the espresso martini there if you want. You can also get a Modelo. You can get you know, a variety of interesting frozen drinks. There's always a guy on the grill, like by the picnic tables, cooking something up. The lady comes by with her empanadas, like selling them out of a cooler. I love it. It's delicious. They've got interesting art. It is always busy in there. I mean, even if you show up at 1:30 and you want a taco and two beers, you will get it and it will be packed. I think it's a great location. I think it's really cool. I don't think that they get enough of sort of the young Houston crowd. And I just love it over there.
Yeah, I think that could have gone in Neighborhood Bar too. It's got a surprisingly good cocktail program. It does feel like it's a little bit off the beaten path in that kind of near north side. I think that's a great choice.
So close though. It's like, I'm a downtown girl, you know, I live downtown and I think it's literally less than a 5-minute drive. And I think people kind of forget about it because you do have to go into the freeway and there's a little sketchy ride. But once you walk in there, you're like, oh, wow, I love this place.
All right. Excellent choice. All right. Let me, before we go, we've completed the draft. Let me review the selections very quickly. Lawton Driscoll kicked things off. Her neighborhood bar is Keneally's Irish Pub. Her cocktail bar is Bandista. Her martini comes from Diversion. Her margarita comes from Verde Garden. She gets her bar food at Winnie's, and her wild card is Rabbit's Got the Gun. Sean Fitzmaurice took Johnny's Gold Brick as his neighborhood bar. Two-Headed Dog as his cocktail bar. Refuge for his martini. Sochi for his margarita. Nickel City for his bar food. And his wild card is Case Chocolates. Lainey Collin took The Flat for her neighborhood bar. Refuge is her cocktail bar. Carrabba's makes her martini. Pico's makes her margaritas. She gets her bar food at the Toasted Coconut. And her wild card is First Fridays at Joysticks. Mary Clarkson took Under the Volcano for her neighborhood bar. Grand Prize for her cocktail bar. The Cosmopolitan at Catbird's for her martini. The Spicy Watermelon Margarita at Clarkwood for her margarita. She gets her bar food from Padres, and her wild card is La Carafe. Chelsea Thomas took D&W Lounge for her neighborhood bar, Bad News Bar for her cocktail bar, Clarkwood for her martini, Monkey's Tail for her margarita. Her bar food comes from One Shot Pocha, and her wild card is Lalo. Bobby Hugel took Poison Girl for his neighborhood bar, Clarkwood for his cocktail bar. His martinis come from Warren's. His margarita comes from Little Papacitos. His bar food comes from 13 Celsius. And his wild card is the Papado at Terminal E of Intercontinental Airport. Bobby is not a paid lobbyist for the Pappas Restaurant Group, but but he might be angling for a consulting contract.
I'll do it for trade.
I picked 7th. My neighborhood bar is Easy's Liquor Lounge. My cocktail bar is Anvil. My martinis come from March. My margaritas come from Quixote. My bar food comes from Better Luck Tomorrow. And my wild card is hanging out in a hammock at Axelrad. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a ton of fun. Anyone have any final thoughts they want to share about these results?
I'd like to claim Tacos Tierra Caliente and West Alabama Ice House on waivers. Like to just claim them on waivers is a fantasy term for those of you who aren't into sports. So I'm just surprised it didn't go.
I'm surprised too. I'm surprised that didn't go. Sunny's, Double Trouble, Shushan Charlie's. I have like a list of 12 bars and I'm like, oh, I'm surprised these didn't. Maybe I drink out too much. I don't know.
And DTO and like,
yeah,
I was thinking, yeah, I was definitely thinking 13 would be on there as well. It's for food.
Rosewater and Clear Lake.
Such a good one too.
Rosewater.
Yeah. I mean, I always like to do a best of the rest. Like after we like the imaginary 8th team. Mm-hmm. And I think Double Trouble, I think the Permission Whiskey would be probably my cocktail bar, and my espresso martinis would definitely be from Double Trouble if we were going that
way. Reserve 101, get some whiskey.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Reserve 101.
Reserve could be like an X-rated version of this podcast too, Eric. You know, there would be more Lola's choices, you know.
Mark Fralas. Like no one picked Mark Fralas for martinis?
I think we need to know where you're embarrassed that you go all the time. Like something that you don't necessarily tell your friends that you're going to this bar all the time, and your categories might be a little bit more spicy.
Guilty pleasures episode.
Guilty pleasures.
That's me walking across the street to Dirt Bar and putting down the white claw.
Oh, all right. Sean, tell us just before we wrap this up, tell us what's going on at Reserve 101 these days.
Sure. Some of you guys know we did a remodel in January. So Reserve has been here 15 years as of October. It's I think there's some really great changes to it. I think we still have a little bit of work to do. I love where we're at right now for the amount of time that we put into it and the new iteration of what it is. December, we have a really cool cocktail menu that I think is coming out. And then starting January, we're going to be doing a second phase of what Reserve will be looking like in the future. And that'll be that upstairs. What we lost in the remodel of that back room for a tasting room is now going to go upstairs and do a really cool curated experience for that with a really strong focus on vintage whiskey. September of last year was the first month that you could do vintage spirits in Texas. And we've really jumped in on that. So this time next year, we'll be sitting on around 200 different vintage spirits. And I think that's where we really want to put a focus on.
Awesome. All right, Lainey, how about you? You want to tell us what's going on at Monkey's Tail?
Yeah, well, we like had been shut down for a while and we reopened back in May. And right now we've got the kitchen back up. We're working on that big back patio, but we still have the front patio. Food is, you know, we're like halfway there. So we're still doing Chongo burgers and we're just not doing wings and pizza yet. Tacos and everything like that are still going. We are giving away Thanksgiving meals for anybody who needs them on Wednesday. I guess that would be today.
Well, actually it'll be tomorrow. This is coming. It'll be tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we'll be giving out Thanksgiving meals, 500 of them to anybody who needs them. So, you know, that includes people in the industry who don't want to cook an entire meal for, you know, themselves. So, yeah.
And then, Bobby, I mean, you're overseas, but do you want to say anything about what's going on at Anvil Refuge or any of your other properties?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll shout out being overseas. I'm over here helping Jesse Key, our former general manager at Anvil, open a bar in the Philippines. So I think we're about up to 20 different bars from former employees that have opened in four or five countries now. So it's something we're really proud of, just that legacy and stuff. So, but really we get to do things like this because we just have such great management teams and such great, you know, bar crews at all of our places. And so I just kind of like to give a shout out to Anna at Better Luck Tomorrow, Terry at Squabble, and Tommy at Anvil and Refuge, Peter taking care of Catbirds, everybody back home. You know, we just have such great crews and our focus is just trying to keep them. You know, that's the most important thing because that's the most special part of our bars. So, and then in next year, we should have like one little last detail on a lease to work out, be opening a new place, well, taking over an old place. So hopefully we've earned some credibility with Catbirds to do that and try and save another Houston bar. So that's something that we'll maybe be able to talk about later.
All right. Well, we call that a tease. I look forward to first time hearing of it. I look forward to hearing all about that. And Chelsea Thomas, last word from you. Bestie Restaurants at theinfatuation.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just came out with our list of best new restaurants for 2023. So this is going to be any restaurant that opened sort of like early October last year through the beginning of October this year. So I believe we had 10. I know we had 10 on the list of best new restaurants. So that included places like Batami, Bar Blue Dorn, Basso, of course. We had Blue Tube on there, which is a new spot in the Heights, as well as Emma, Octo, Kira, and the Maximo, and then second location of Tacos Doña Elena. So definitely check out theinfatuation.com/Houston if you want to read more of our takes on those new spots and sign up for the newsletter. while you're there. It'd be great. I put little jokes in the newsletter, and that makes me happy. So check it out.
All right. Well, thank you to our panel. I know Mary Clarkson had to run, but thank you to Mary. Thank you to Bobby Hugel. Thank you to Sean Fitzmaurice. Thank you, Lainey Collum. Thank you, Lawton Driscoll. Thank you, Chelsea. All right. That's it for the draft. Thank you so much for listening. Join me on Thursday when I have summoned special guest judge Benji Mason, owner of Johnny's Gold Brick and Winnie's. He will review the results and proclaim a winner. We'll see if Sean and Lawton got a little leg up without without knowing it. Thanks so much for listening. I will be back on Thursday.